Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. India to host two-day BRICS foreign ministers meeting beginning Thursday to exchange views on global and regional issues of mutual interest. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer rejects resignation calls after local election setback, says required threshold of 20% MP not met. Israel's Knesset passes law creating military tribunal to prosecute October 7 attackers. In Nepal, 5 people killed and 20 injured after passenger bus crashed in Lumbini province. In badminton, Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty advanced to second round of Thailand Open in Bangkok. And now the news in detail. India will host the BRICS foreign ministers meeting on the 14th and 15th of this month. The meeting will be chaired by External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar. Briefing media in New Delhi today, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, during the meeting, the foreign ministers of BRICS member countries will exchange views on global and regional issues of mutual interest. Talking about Prime Minister Modi's visit to UAE, Mr. Jaiswal said that during the visit, there will be talks on energy security.
During the visit to the United Arab Emirates as well, discussions will take place on energy security. Apart from this, there will be also the Nordic Summit along with the visits from Norway, Sweden, Italy and the Netherlands. These countries are major hubs of innovation and India is also doing significant work in the innovation ecosystem. Therefore, discussions will take place on all these issues and how we can help lead India towards the vision of a developed nation.
Replying to question on reports regarding China's support to Pakistan during Operation Sindoor, Mr. Jaiswal said that these reports corroborate what was known earlier. He said that Operation Sindoor was a precise, targeted and calibrated response to the terrorist attacks in Pahalgam.
Operation Sindoor was a precise, targeted and major response to the terrorist attack that took place in Pahalgam. Its objective was to destroy those terrorist infrastructures that are not only sponsored by the Pakistani state, but also operate from Pakistan and under its directions. Now, it is for those nations that consider themselves responsible to introspect and reflect on whether supporting efforts to protect terrorist infrastructure affects their reputation and global credibility.
Speaking about India's relations with Nepal, Mr. Jaiswal said that both sides are now working closely to further deepen the partnership. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has defended his leadership amid growing pressure within the ruling Labour Party. Some ministers and party members are demanding that he announced a timetable for stepping down as party leader. During an important cabinet meeting at 10 Downing Street, Mr. Starmer said that he would continue to focus on governing the country despite criticism following the Labour Party's poor performance in the recent local elections. The pressure on Mr. Starmer increased after Junior Housing Minister Miata Fanbule resigned from the government. However, Mr. Starmer said the required threshold of 20% MPs to challenge the Labour leader had not been met. Addressing his cabinet colleagues, Mr. Starmer said he takes full responsibility for the election results and remains committed to delivering the changes promised by the government. Israel's parliament, the Knesset, has passed legislation establishing a special military tribunal to prosecute Palestinian militants accused of involvement in the October 7 attacks on Israel. According to local media reports, the bill was approved with 93 votes in favor and none against, reflecting rare bipartisan support in the Knesset. The law provides for the creation of a special court within Israel's military justice system to try nearly 300 alleged militants who were captured by Israeli security forces during the October 7 attack and have remained in detention since then. Under the legislation, the tribunal will be authorized to prosecute defendants on charges including genocide, harming Israeli sovereignty, causing war, assisting an enemy during wartime, and terrorism. According to local media reports, between 5,000 to 6,000 Palestinian militants, primarily from Hamas, along with members of other armed groups, entered Israel by land, sea and air on 7th October 2023. 4 women and 1 man were killed, while 20 others sustained injuries after a passenger bus met with an accident in Arghakhanchi district of Lumbini province in Nepal today. According to police, the bus carrying around 30 passengers was returning to Parbat district after a pilgrimage visit to the Supadevrali temple when it veered off the road and plunged nearly 100 meters at Durga Panth Kudule in Panini Rural Municipality 8. Rescue operations were carried out jointly by local residents and police personnel. The injured were rescued and shifted to the district hospital and Mission Hospital in Palpa for treatment. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. U.S. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee has said that Israel sent Iron Dome anti-missile batteries and personnel to operate them to the United Arab Emirates during the Iran war. His remarks highlight the growing defense ties between Israel and the UAE, both of which have long viewed Iran with suspicion as a fragile ceasefire in the conflict continues to hold. The move also marks the first publicly acknowledged deployment of Israeli military personnel to the Emirates. The UAE formally recognized Israel in 2020 under the Abraham Accords. Neither the UAE nor Israel immediately commented on Huckabee's acknowledgement. Minister of New and Renewable Energy Prahlad Joshi today said that India has recorded the world's fastest growth in renewable energy capacity addition in a single year. Speaking at the CII Annual Business Summit, he highlighted the country's progress in the energy sector. Mr. Joshi said that India remains in a strong position despite current global uncertainties.
According to the International Energy Agency, India recorded the fastest growth of the RE capacity addition in a single year. Non-fossil fuel, including hydro, it was 81 gigawatt. Today it is 288 gigawatt, 256% growth.
Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said that Indian economy has continued to show resilience amid global geopolitical and economic challenges, with strong fundamentals and growing global confidence in India. Speaking at the CII Annual Business Summit 2026 in New Delhi today, he said India is capable of strengthening itself against all obstacles, be they economic, technological, or geopolitical. He mentioned that the world is facing crises every day due to fragmented geopolitical and business conditions, but India has consistently converted adversity into opportunity.
We can overcome any international global challenge with great resilience. The world is going through a challenging time. The war in West Asia has certainly disrupted global trade and global investment flows, and in these trying times, India has a great opportunity to outshine others.
Referring to IMF standards, he said that the country currently has foreign exchange reserves sufficient to cover nearly 11 months of imports, placing the country in a very strong position globally. A Spanish passenger evacuated from the cruise ship at the center of a Hunter virus outbreak has tested positive for the virus. Spain's health ministry today said that the passenger with the new confirmed case of Hunter virus was in quarantine in a military hospital in Madrid. With the evacuation of all passengers and many crew members completed, the MV Hondius is now sailing back to the Netherlands, where it will be cleaned and disinfected. Meanwhile, 12 staff members at a Dutch hospital where a Hunter virus patient is being treated were told to quarantine after incorrectly handling bodily fluids. In badminton, Indian shuttlers Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty began their Thailand Open 2026 tournament campaign with a hard-fought win in Bangkok today. Top seeds Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty defeated Indonesia's unranked pair of Putra Erwiansyah and Bagas Maulana to enter the men's doubles second round. The Indian pair will face Malaysia's Brian Jeremy Gunting and Muhammad Haikal next. Sattvik Sairaj and Chirag are eyeing their third Thailand Open title. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India to host two-day BRICS foreign ministers meeting beginning Thursday to exchange views on global and regional issues of mutual interest. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer rejects resignation calls after local election setback, says required threshold of 20% MP not met. Israel's Knesset passes law creating military tribunal to prosecute October 7 attackers. In Nepal, 5 people killed and 20 injured after a passenger bus crashed in Lumbini province. In badminton, Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty advanced to second round of Thailand Open in Bangkok. That concludes tonight's World News. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.